Welcome to the Talk of Trent Bridge podcast. Today we've got a very, very special guest. Via Skype, we've got James Pattinson all the way from... You're in Melbourne, mate?
Yeah, in Melbourne,
yeah,
mate. Yep.
Good stuff. Mate, first and foremost, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you on. And also, welcome back to the Green and Gold, mate. It's obviously really good to have you coming back to Trent Bridge. Everyone loved your time here last time you was here, and I'm really excited to have you back. How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling great. First of all, thanks for having me on, Bully. I've seen a few of these episodes, and you do a fantastic job, mate. So yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for lying, mate.
it's been a good couple of months actually. So I'm back playing shield cricket and that, and obviously signed with the Green and Gold. So it's something that I'm looking forward to getting back over there and hopefully having some good success again. I know last time was fantastic with some championship wins and obviously the one day cup over there where we got the Chockies in that. So looking forward to joining up again, mate. It was I really enjoyed my time over there last time, and I can't wait again.
Yeah, but since obviously you left us, you've had a little bit of a difficult time with injuries and stuff, and sort of not being able to play probably as much cricket as you liked. How is the injury? How have you come back? I know you've been taking a few poles over the last couple of days, and certainly since you've been back, how is it feeling? You feel like you're getting back to your best?
Yeah, look, I feel like now. Last few games seem to sort of go really well, but I sort of played a fair bit of cricket before leading into Big Bash over here, and played a fair few Shield games, and then got a little bit of a side injury during the Big Bash. So I've had a fair bit of bowling, which is, as you know, you just need to sort of get a bit of bowling under your belt to find that rhythm, and I feel like the last couple of games it sort of clicked. So hopefully I'll be raring to go by the time I get over there and we can hit the ground running. But like you touched on, it's I had a fantastic time over there, and then I sort of had a bit of a hiccup with my back, and went again on me. So I had a pretty major surgery over in New Zealand, the back end of 2017. So, look, mate, it's just great to be back playing first-class cricket after pretty heavy layoff. But, yeah, mate, I'm pretty wrapped to be coming back over. I had a fantastic time last time, and bowling in tandem with you, mate, it's a pretty good thing, especially up, even if it is up in Durham in -3.
That was a bit chilly, wasn't it? That. Hopefully, yeah, it's actually the weather here. The last couple of days has been beautiful, mate. So hopefully it stays like that, and we can enjoy bowling together in a bit of sunshine this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Hope so, mate.
Mate, obviously, coming up to quite a big summer for all international cricket this year, with it being a World Cup and Ashes. Obviously, you proved what you could do in English conditions last time you was here. You blew teams away. Is it something that's in the forefront of your mind, or is it something that you're looking towards to get yourself in either the World Cup team or the Ashes team a bit later in the summer?
Yeah, look, I think every cricketer wants to try and play Test cricket. I think that's probably the pinnacle for every cricketer. Sort of one day cricket hasn't been a massive focus, but I would like to get back there. But I suppose it's probably, about getting over there and putting some good performances in for the Knotts boys, and then obviously you see what happens come time. So I think the next step after the Shield final over here is to get over there and hopefully just contribute to winning games of cricket, and then hopefully be in the right place at the right time and see what happens.
Yeah, mate. Obviously, last time you was here, all the boys loved having you here. As soon as the news came out that you was going to be coming back, obviously, Mull couldn't keep it to himself for too long, he's like. But as soon as the news came out here, all the boys were like so excited to have you back. Obviously, we've got quite a new squad this season. I think we've got four or five new signings coming in, so... they're all really excited to have you back. Is there anything in particular that you're looking forward to getting back to? Like obviously the dressing room, the lads you've missed, anything like that?
Oh, mate, it was all fantastic. I'm definitely looking forward to getting over there and sharing a dressing room with Big Fletch again.
Everyone loves him, don't they?
They're all last Big Fletch in here. But, I think it's obviously been a few new faces coming in since I left. So, that'd be a bit different, but obviously... the bowlers, most of the bowlers are still there, which is good. So managed to work really well with them and that sort of thing. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to having some, getting down to the fish and chip shop when I get over there, mate. That'd
be the first. Get some fish and peas. Get your hot chips down, yeah.
Some mushy peas.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, everyone's mate, honestly, we're really excited to have you back. And obviously we've got Brody as well for first part of the season, and I think when you was here last time we was here as well, wasn't he? He's played quite a bit.
Yeah, played a fair bit of cricket with him.
So, you know, we've got quite a big what Picky calls is the cartel of bowlers now. Are you looking forward to sort of getting back and joining up with us and sort of putting your giving your advice to a few of the new lads coming through?
Yeah, look, I am, mate. I know. I think last time I was over there, I played a fair bit against Leicester, and young Zach Chappell was playing for Leicester a couple of times. So
he has mentioned this a few times.
But he's on our side now, so that'll be good to work with him. And obviously, I think it's Coughlin's come up from Coggers from Durham. So we played against him last time. So, mate, the squad looks, like looking from afar, looks pretty good on paper. So, you know, hopefully it's going to be a fantastic year for us boys. And yeah, look, it's fantastic when you rock up to a county team and you can bowl with the likes of yourself and Brody on there. And obviously Fletch comes in with these wobbly doublers and
nothing changes, mate.
It's a bit easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think the club have even bought you your own reformer. I think we've actually bought you a reformer.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic!
So, mate,
great.
you're gonna settle in like nothing when you get over here. Everyone's really excited to have you.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I'm pretty wrapped. So, I didn't think I wanted to do is get back over to Notts and play some cricket with the boys and. You know, I'm not far away from that, so yeah, I'm pretty pumped for it. I know Mull's been texting me most days, and Franksy has been saying just make sure you're warming up nicely for when you get over there, and don't go too hard in these last few games. So
yeah, he will do. Mull will text you every day. Don't worry about that. Even when you're over here, you'll be around his for barbecues and whatnot, and Kayla will be going and all sorts.
Mate, that's great.
Mate, I like to so obviously you said you've been listening to my podcast.
Yeah.
I like to finish my podcast with like an advice section. So it's the advice is to a young lad playing like local cricket, anything that you got given as a kid or any advice that you've been given along the way, that something that's really stuck in your mind that you use quite a lot, that you could pass on to somebody. So do you have anything?
Oh, mate, as a fast bowler, I try to keep things pretty simple. So I was just always brought up just to try and have fun and enjoy it. I know some days it can get tough as a fast bowler and that, but if you can always, you know, try and enjoy it and then just pretty much just and go your hardest, I think. Like, as a bowler, as a young fella and that, you know, growing up, I always just gave it 100%. And I think those traits have sort of gone into my cricket now where I don't really know anything else rather than just to give it a red hot crack. So I think that's probably one of the big things. I think if you're giving your best and you're trying all the time, then there's no excuses. So yeah, that'd be my good advice, I reckon, to some of the young blokes coming through.
Well, that certainly comes through in your cricket, mate. I was scared a few times for the batters myself. In fact, last time you was over, it was before the Ashes, so I was a bit scared that I was going to be facing you at some point. So,
yeah, no, mate.
Yeah, mate. Honestly, it's been really good to have you on. Obviously, really happy to have you back at Notts. Can't wait to be bowling tandem with you and slogging a few at the end with you as well.
So, over gully, mate.
Yeah. So please take it easy over the next couple of weeks before you get over here. And we honestly can't wait to have you back, mate.
Thanks, Bolly. Good to chat with you, mate. And
cheers, pal.
See you in a couple of weeks. Absolutely.
See you soon, pal.